Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's economy has just been announced, with the Monetary Policy Committee making a crucial decision that will impact the country's growth and inflation rates. The Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously held the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance. What makes this significant is that the GDP growth is projected at 6.9% for the financial year 2026-27, which is down from 7.6% in the previous financial year. Crucially, the CPI inflation is projected at 4.6%. It is worth pausing here to note that there are key upside risks, including the West Asia conflict driving energy prices and the possible El Niño. The SDF rate is 5.00% and the MSF bank rate is 5.50%. Remember this number, the repo rate is held at 5.25%. First, let us look at another important development in the field of renewable energy. India has secured the third position in renewable energy installed capacity as per the IRENA Renewable Energy Statistics 2026, trailing only China and the USA. The total non-fossil capacity is 283.46 gigawatts as of 31st March 2026, with solar energy accounting for 150.26 gigawatts, wind energy at 56.09 gigawatts, large hydro at 51.41 gigawatts, and nuclear at 8.78 gigawatts. What is remarkable is that India added a record 55.3 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity in the financial year 2025-26, which is the highest ever annual addition. Note this carefully, India is making significant strides in renewable energy. Building on this, the Union Cabinet is set to approve the Coal Gasification Incentive Scheme, known as VGIC, worth 37,500 crore rupees. This is a significant scaling up from the previous scheme of 8,500 crore rupees in January 2024. The target is to achieve 100 million tons of coal gasification capacity by 2030, which will help reduce import dependence on LNG, urea, ammonia, methanol, and coking coal. The maximum assistance per project is 3,000 crore rupees. And here is something that surprises many students. The Employees Provident Fund organization has announced the ePrapti portal to help members claim dormant PF accounts via Aadhaar-based verification. The EPFO settled 8.31 crore claims in the financial year 2025-26, which is up from 6.01 crore in the previous financial year. This is a significant development for employees and will help them access their Provident Fund accounts more easily. Now, let us turn to the environment. The State of India's Environment 2026 report by CSE and Down to Earth warns that 7 out of 9 planetary boundaries have now been breached, including ocean acidification, which is the 7th. Extreme weather events occurred on 99% of days from January to November 2025, causing 4,419 deaths and damaging 17.41 million hectares of cropland. What is alarming is that only 15% of India's population lives within 10 kilometers of an air quality monitor. This is a critical issue that requires immediate attention. Moving on to the field of science and technology, ISRO, that is the Indian Space Research Organization, has announced 27 space missions for the financial year 2026-27, including 4 dedicated to the Gagnyaan human spaceflight. The Gagnyaan 1 mission, which is uncrewed, will feature the Vyomitra half-humanoid robot and is scheduled for the second half of 2026. The first crewed mission is planned for the first quarter of 2027. 4 astronauts have been selected for the mission: Prasanth Balkrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan, Angad Pratap, and Shubhanshu Shukla, all of whom are IAF test pilots. Crucially, the Sachet, or Integrated Alert System, developed by CDOT, that is the Center for Development of Telematics, under the Department of Telecommunications, in partnership with the National Disaster Management Authority and the Ministry of Home Affairs, was tested nationally on 2 May 2026. This system broadcasts emergency alerts to all mobile devices in a geographic area simultaneously, independent of call or SMS network congestion. The system is operational across all 36 states and union territories and is based on the Common Alerting Protocol by the International Telecommunication Union. And here is something that is a significant development in the field of artificial intelligence. Pixel and Servam AI have announced the Pathfinder, which is India's first AI-powered orbital data center satellite, weighing approximately 200 kilograms, hosting data center class GPUs capable of running full language models in orbit. The launch is targeted for the fourth quarter of 2026, which will enable real-time in-orbit AI processing for Earth observation with data sovereignty. Now, let us turn to the field of security and defense. The Defense Minister, Rajnath Singh, inaugurated the North Tech Symposium 2026, themed Raksha Triveni Sangam, where technology, industry and soldiering converge, jointly organized by the Indian Army's Northern and Central Commands and SIDM. Over 284 companies, including MSMEs and startups, showcased indigenous defense technologies, including drones, autonomous vehicles, and all-terrain systems. It is worth noting that India has delivered a firm warning to Italy during a bilateral meeting between the Defense Minister, Rajnath Singh, and the Italian Defense Minister, Guido Crosetto, cautioning that Italian defense technology must not be transferred to Pakistan, given Pakistan's continued support for terrorism. This is a critical development in the field of defense and security. Now, let us look at the international relations. The ADB, that is the Asian Development Bank, President Masato Kanda, announced a $70 billion initiative at the ADB annual meeting in Samarkand, Uzbekistan, which includes the Pan-Asia Power Grid Initiative, worth $50 billion for cross-border renewable power connectivity, and the Asia-Pacific Digital Highway, worth $20 billion for fiber, satellite, and data center connectivity. The goal is to connect 200 million first-time broadband users and create 4 million jobs by 2035. The BRICS India 2026 theme is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation, and Sustainability. The 18th BRICS Summit is scheduled for September 12 to 13, 2026, in New Delhi, and the key agenda includes global governance reforms, local currency trade, digital public infrastructure, climate finance, and counterterrorism. The current BRICS membership includes 10 countries, the original 5, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, plus Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, the UAE, which joined in January 2024, and Indonesia, which joined on 6 January 2025. Moving on to the field of polity and governance, Karnataka has launched India's first state-led Center of Excellence for Space Technology, known as the KOI Space Tech Foundation, on 1 May 2026, at Bengaluru, under and more between KITS, that is the Karnataka Innovation and Technology Society, and CI India, that is the Space Industry Association of India. The focus of this center will be on space biotech, satellite applications for agriculture, climate, and national security. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The repo rate is held at 5.25%. The GDP growth is projected at 6.9% for the financial year 2026-27. The total non-fossil capacity is 283.46 gigawatts as of 31st March 2026. The coal gasification incentive scheme is worth 37,500 crore rupees. The EPFO settled 8.31 crore claims in the financial year 2025-26. The Sachet system is operational across all 36 states and union territories. The Pathfinder satellite is scheduled to be launched in the fourth quarter of 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to stay updated on current events, including developments in the economy, environment, science and technology, security and defense, international relations, and polity and governance. These topics are crucial for the UPSC exam, and understanding the key concepts and facts will help you answer questions confidently. In conclusion, these developments have significant implications for India's growth, security, and sustainability. The country is making strides in renewable energy, space technology, and defense, while also facing challenges in the environment and international relations. As a UPSC aspirant, it is essential to stay informed about these developments and understand their relevance to the exam.